Shalom uvracha. You are listening to a Chesed a Day. The goal of this little mini shiur is to infuse our lives with living examples of tzaddikim who lived a life of Chesed. Today's stories are based on the Sefer Love Your Neighbor by Rav Zelig Pliskin. Rav Yisrael Salanter was once up late at night studying Torah, and it must have been 2 in the morning when he hears in one of the side rooms. You see, the paupers used to sleep in the side rooms of the Bate Knesset back then. Perhaps even today it's true. And he heard them speaking to each other. And one of them calls to his friend and says, "Hey, Jimmy, I'm thirsty. So thirsty. Will you come with me down to the well so I can get myself something to drink? I'm a little scared to go on my own." And his buddy said, "Nah, I'm too tired, man. I'm too tired." And he says, "Please, man, I'm so thirsty." Without any hesitation, Rav Yisrael Salanter knocks on the door and says, "Hey, I'll go with you. Don't worry about it." So they don't know who this rabbi is, and he goes with Rav Yisrael Salanter down to the well. Rav Yisrael Salanter took him down to the well. He interrupted his Torah study. But as the Shulchan Aruch writes, when there's no one else to do the chesed, you even interrupt Torah study, as important as it is, to help another person out. This is a halacha that a lot of yeshiva bachurim need to learn. And it takes a tzaddik like Rav Yisrael Salanter to know when it's the time to keep on steiging and when it's the time to run after chesed, to accompany your friend to do chesed. A few more living examples of a life of chesed. Rav Shlomo Korobach says to have a brit, to have a covenant with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, means to run after opportunities to do chesed. Not just when it comes your way to do it, but to be looking for opportunities to do chesed. And there are so many opportunities to do chesed if we look for it. For example, the Sefer Chesed L'Avraham points out, when someone asks you to give change, you should run after that opportunity to do that mitzvah, for you to give him change for his 10 shekel. To do even a small act like that is a great opportunity to do a mitzvah. Another small example, let's say you're passing fruit at the Shabbos table. The Pele Yoetz writes that this is a mitzvah of a haftel recha kamocha if you pass it to them with love, if you're thinking of them before you think of yourself. Sometimes a little bit as a joke, when I'm passing my food at my Shabbos table, I say, "Hinen himucha nevzuma nakai mitzvah tazeshel v'haftel recha kamocha." It takes a little while and people laugh, but it gets the point across that even passing food can also be a mitzvah of doing chesed. Similarly, in the Musar school, and many people have seen this in our world too, many people were trained to fill up a cup of washing water for their friend. That way we're always thinking of the next person. And finally, a little bit of a different type of chesed story. So the Chazon Ish was well known that he never accepted gifts from people. He wanted to do mitzvahs for the sake of mitzvahs, not for monetary retribution. But once, a woman, an almana, a widow, came up to the Chazon Ish and begged the Chazon Ish to take a little tzedakah and pray for her welfare. The Chazon Ish took the money, and he prayed for her. The students were astounded. "Rebbe, but you never take money." And he explained, "Yes, but this woman, I could see in her eyes, she needed to give, and she needed me to receive. Of course, I'm going to give the money to tzedakah now. But if I would refuse her, it would disappoint her." So sometimes receiving is giving too. So during these challenging times for Am Yisrael, for the entire world, let's look for opportunities to do chesed. Small things here and there, even if it means schlepping back the table after the shiur, or staying till the end of the shiur. That's a simple chesed you could do for me. But whatever your mini chesed is, make sure to do one today. Have a great day. Signing out from the old city of Yerushalayim, Eir HaKadosh. Hope you enjoyed this first edition of Chesed a Day. Have a wonderful day.